Okay, I'm at Podcast Expo. We've got Leo Laporte doing his radio show live in the background. We've got a presentation by Podvertiser. And I am speaking with...
My name is Evo Terra.
With Podcasting for Dummies, etc. What's...
yeah, lots of things. I just did a big book signing for Podcasting for Dummies. I hadn't seen the book until today. This is the first time I've actually held a copy of the book I wrote in my hands. I didn't know it was going to show up, so I was tickled to death. And we sold out of them in 10 minutes. It was great.
What was the lapse time between writing the book and having it in your hands?
Gosh, we actually started on the project back in November is when we were first just chatting about it. But I don't think we actually started putting words to paper that it mattered until about April. And we had to turn the entire book in by July. So we had to write it really fast. Then there was maybe a two-week-long editing process, and it takes like 6 weeks to print the thing. So it's still relatively current information in the world of podcasting.
Okay, I got a little mini version of that in my little expo bag. I'm going to thank you for that. How long have you been podcasting for?
We've been podcasting our show, the Dragon Page, which is actually a syndicated radio show. We put that up as a podcast feed on October the 14th of 2004. So we're probably the second wave of real early people that started doing it. We found out about podcasting on October the 12th. 2 days later, I had the feed ready to go, and we had it up. Because we already had the files up as an MP3, but just as a click to download. So it was a matter of us just making an RSS feed, figuring out what that meant, and putting it together. And it worked out really well.
Okay, and we is also T. Morris.
Actually, T. Morris is my co-author on the book. He is a frequent contributor to my radio shows that we do. But he's also the creator of the first podcast novel. It was his concept to create. He'd already had a book written. He was going to be releasing a book again in July of this year, the sequel to that book. And he thought, what if I give this one away for free, one chapter at a time? So that's a great idea. And so he did that. We wrote the book together, and he and I have also formed another venture called PodioBooks.com, where we have right now 10 different books that are available, all free downloads, free to play, and you subscribe to each book from chapter one. You don't jump in the middle as you do with most podcasts today.
Okay, things change so fast. Is there anything in the book that maybe you already know that you have to update?
Yeah, things do change awfully fast. We were lucky enough to catch the iTunes 4.9 before it happened. We edited that in. There's nothing in here about Yahoo Search, but, in our mind, while it's a very powerful tool, it's just another directory. We tried to write it knowing that technology was changing so quickly. So we tried to write it without a heavy emphasis on this is what you must do today. We talk about concepts. We do give very detailed instructions on how to use Audacity, how to change your settings, and how to FTP and what RSS looks like, knowing that there was going to be a lot of modifications. But we really tried to focus in on the things that weren't going to change. RSS 2.0 is exactly the same as it was. It might have some new namespaces which have come along to allow you to do more things with it. But this is a beginner's book. If you've been podcasting for 6 months and you're trying to figure out the best way to get your audio file settings tweaked a little bit, you're probably not going to get a lot of use out of this book. But if you're the person who's thinking, this podcasting thing sounds interesting, or you've been struggling for your first couple of episodes trying to find inspiration, trying to find the best way to do it, or you think it's a challenge, that's what a For Dummies book is all about. We kept it that way.
Well, I'm technically challenged, so definitely I'm going to pick up my copy. Unfortunately, you are sold out, so I'll have to get that at a bookstore. What is the website that goes along with the book?
With the book itself, there's information at dummies.com. And I believe there, in theory, we had talked about a companion podcast for the book as well, where we actually apply some of the techniques we've done here, and you can hear the difference in the audio quality as we go forward with that. So that should be starting up, anytime.
Great. And then, you've got a few websites. Just go ahead and rattle off all your websites, any ones that you want to promote. That's what it's for. It's all about you.
Yeah, all the schlepping stuff. So dragonpage.com is where you can find the couple of shows that we do. One is called The Dragon Page Cover to Cover. It's our book and author-focused show in science fiction and fantasy. We talk with the big masters of science fiction, Arthur C. Clarke, and Robert Jordan, to the guy who just published his book, in his basement. So we cover the full gambit. We also do a show over there called Winging It, which is where my partner and I kind of cut loose and just talk about a variety of things. We call it the science fiction variety show, although we don't talk about a lot of science fiction. We have contributing people that do. We basically just sit around and drink beer. And then we do a show called Slice of Sci-Fi that is a sliceofsci-fi.com. Yesterday I picked up my award. We won the top rated podcast award from podcastawards.com, I think is where they're at. So that's a TV and movie. So if you're, you know, watch Battlestar Galactica or wish the new Star Wars were as good as the original Star Wars, well, that's the kind of things we talk about on sliceofsci-fi.com. So yeah. So that's I think that's all that I do. Yeah, and then podiobooks.com where you can get all the different books that are available free for download.
That's P-O-D-I-O?
Yep, Podio Books, as in audio books, but in podcast form.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thanks, pleasure.
Okay, I am here.